Hello, we're here. Holy smokes, it works. Thanks for listening in today, folks. This is the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 102.7. We're at the old Beamer Box Factory in Kitchener-Waterloo at the corner of Bright Up and Duke. And I have another great guest today, and Janet has brought along some great tunes, and I think we got them all queued up here on our playlist. This is episode number 197. Oh, my God. 197 of July 4th of 2017. Janet, what's this first song that we picked out here? I believe it was The Seekers.
The Seekers. This is an old one, Jeff, from my teenage years.
Yeah.
Music's always been a big part of my life. And I used to belong to a folk singing group in my hometown of Teeswater. And these were just a bunch of kids that we were in 4-H and junior farmers with. And we also were in church together. And because there was not a lot to do in Teeswater, we all learned to sing. And so our little group traveled all around doing all kinds of events on stages in front of women's institutes. And The Seekers, World of Our Own was one of the songs that even if we picked up our instruments now, we'd still be able to sing and play this one.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about that story. Let's play the song first, and we'll be back soon with our guest today, Janet Horner. See you in a short bit.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own.
Oh, my love, oh, my love, I cried for you so much. Lonely nights without sleeping while I long for your touch. Now your lips can erase the heartache I've known. Come with me to a world of our own.
We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own.
And Wanstead Cooperatives. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. Community Radio broadcast promotes local news, entertainment through the spoken word and music. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at soundfm.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at soundfm.ca. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farm producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of farmers with the policy needs of society.
That's great. And Dale Cowan was very kindly did that at the March Classic in London, Ontario. And today, thanks for listening in. It's Jeff Steger, your host, and Janet Horner is our guest today. First song was by The Seekers.
The World of Our Own, yes.
And I can hardly wait for your next one. But let's, first of all, get to know you, Janet. Tell us about yourself. Are you a country girl in fact or in spirit?
Both. I am a country girl. My husband and I farm near Shelburne in Mulmer Township. And we at one time had a hog farm there. Now it's field crops, or as I call them, cashless crops some days.
But, there's been some good years.
But, there have been. Yeah. But this isn't one of them. We just had to replant some soybeans yesterday.
So. Oh, my goodness. You had a pile of rain up there, didn't you?
We have. Well, so hasn't everybody?
No.
So that wasn't a happy time yesterday. But anyway, certainly we have raised our family there. And I was originally from Teeswater, as I said, and all my formative 4-H and junior farmer days were there, and then I met my husband at university, and the rest is, as they say, history.
And how many people sit down at the table for Christmas dinner?
At our table?
Yeah.
We have two boys.
Yeah.
We have two boys and a brand new grandchild. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Next time we sit down, there'll be five of us. But the Horner clan, it's kind of fun up here, up where we live. My husband was one of four brothers. None of them moved more than 2 kilometers away from Mom and Dad. So we our Christmases are quite large with all the family gathered together. And so is Sunday morning coffees and Wednesday night get together. You know, we're able to keep fairly close as a family.
Yeah, very nice. And Teeswater, good part of the world up there. We got soaked out this last springtime, but it sounds like community is strong. That's wonderful.
Well, and we're so happy to see the investment that Gailey Foods is putting into the creamery in Teeswater.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yep. $60 million, I believe it is, to create lots of good new jobs in the rural countryside and to handle some of those new milk products that are coming through the system. So.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to some of those things in a little bit of a wrap up later in our show. But let's play another song because we have them.
Because we have them. Because we can.
Now this next one, this is just wonderful. Tell us about Tina Turner and this song, "Proud Mary."
So I picked this one, Jeff, because this one reminds me of when you and I met each other.
Right.
And you know, you may think that Jeff is a real cool, quiet guy, but really in his university days, he was a madman on the dance floor. And in junior farmers, all kinds of camps and things, he would be the one leading the charge. So when I would be out on the dance floor in the same environs as Jeff, he would always call me Tina Turner. So I had to pick a Tina Turner song. And this is Tina's "Proud Mary."
Okay, well, that's quite an interesting story. I enjoy dancing with that madman. But good stuff, great song. Let's play it. We'll be right back. See you shortly, folks.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do
I
it.
Never lost
nice.
1 minute
and
of
rough.
Sleep. And I will
work. But we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing might
and do it.
Been.
Easy.
Big wheel. Keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling,
ooh,
rolling,
ooh, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the
city. Working for the man every
wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river.
On the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
You know I
popped a lot of chains. Saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on a river.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Okay, that's a great song, Proud Murray by Tina Turner. So Tina Turner, what a great artist, some great songs off of her. Thanks so much for that suggestion, Jen. That was super. And now we're back to our second part of our show. Two songs in, and now our second part is, I'm going to ask our lovely guest here what it is that you do. And this is going to be a huge list, Janet, but do the best you can. What the heck are you doing with yourself these days?
So, Jeff, I started out with the Ministry of Agriculture years ago. And, you know, that training that we had with the ministry was enabled me to go in all kinds of different directions. And I have done a lot of that in my career. So I was a consultant for many years in leadership, communication, and fundraising. I also ran a catering business with my husband. For 30 years.
Yep.
And we catered huge parties and small parties, too, right across Ontario. And we were one of the first folks, I think, in the food business that really paid attention to the farm to table. We always wanted to know where our pork came from, where our beef was coming from. It was important for us. And in those early days, it was really easy to identify where your proteins came from, a little harder to do the veg. Now it's kind of turned the other way in that it's easier to identify where your salad greens and your vegetables are coming from, a little harder to identify your beef and pork and chicken. So we were one of the first that really started into that. But about 5 years ago, I looked at the brides that were coming through my door for the next year, and I thought, oh my gosh, am I going to have to deal with you guys next year? I just couldn't do it. So I said to Brian, we're done. I can't do this anymore. And at the same time, it just so happened, I'd been doing some part-time work for a group in the Golden Horseshoe. And the part-time work was executive director for a board of directors that dealt with local food issues, land use planning issues, the kinds of things that municipal governments and provincial governments and farmers all have to wrestle with when it comes to protecting land, ensuring that you have local food supply, those kinds of things. So I was doing some part-time work. They came to me and said, would you ever consider coming and working with us full-time? I said, yes, I'm ready. So I've been there since 2009 now with the Golden Horseshoe Food and Farming Alliance. And I think we do some really good work. I also, at the same time, this is my first term as a municipal counselor, and I've learned a tremendous amount.
That's a great experience. I remember doing that.
It's just the learning curve is steep, as I say, but I have learned how things work, how to get things done, how to build community, and certainly with Canada's 150th birthday, it's been a prime example of how we've been able to do it in our... We have a very small community, 3,400 people. That's a very small municipality. Therefore, you don't have money for a recreation coordinator. You just have the basics. So a year ago now, I put out a call through the council for some volunteers to help us figure out what to do for Canada's 150th birthday. So everybody said to me, oh, nobody'll volunteer for that. It'll be the same old people having the same old stuff. We had 12 people put their names in. Every one of those 12 people had lived in our community for less than 5 years. And they just wanted to get involved. Yeah. They wanted to have an opportunity to do something. So we've got a committee that for this year, 2017, we have planned an event every month.
Holy smokes.
Every month. Chili cook-offs, snowshoe walks, maple syrup festivals. We had our huge Malmer Day 2 weeks ago ahead of everybody else's, and we had 400 and some people out to it. So we've been thrilled with the response, and we're going to be running right through to December with those events.
Yeah.
And it's my committee are now involved. They know people. They you know they know
their
neighbors.
Well, it's true. You get to all these people. I call them. Yeah.
And they support. They're very supportive then of their municipal council because they see some of the benefits that can happen. Yeah.
Well, citizenship is a lost art nowadays. It seems like it, doesn't it? And here are these people stepping right up. And you're a counselor, so.
And all you know, your people are your best asset. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many arenas you have and how many council members you think you need to do this and how many staff you have in the office. Your people are the things that are the people are the they're the magic in the whole puzzle. And if you can get them engaged, it's amazing the kinds of things you can do.
Yeah. Well, this is a good news story. I'm glad you mentioned that. Wait, you tell us a website is for your part-time job that became a full-time job. I've seen this somewhere. But
so it's www.foodandfarming.ca.
Okay.
So easy to remember. Foodandfarming.ca.
We'll put that up on the podcast, that link, so people can look at that. And I could probably put a link to the township. What is your... How you
Mulmer, M-U-L-M-U-R.
And is it... So are you like, have you been amalgamated? Are you like...
No. Okay. Dufferin County resisted.
Okay, got it.
So we still have two tiers. So we have the lower tier and we have a county tier as well.
Oh, okay.
No, we resisted the push.
The resistance. The resistance of Dufferin.
Well, you know, we are the home of Food and Water First, too. So true. we do a lot of resisting up there. Sometimes I have to say to the people, all right, we're really good at saying no. Let's say yes once in a while.
That's a very sane and rational thing to do once in a while. So, wow, it's so much. So you put in 30 years with the catering business, and then ta-da, this opportunity came along, and now the municipal council stuff. Well, those elections are coming up soon, too, aren't they?
Next year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
so we have to decide, you know, the jockeying for position has begun.
Mm.
And so we all have to decide what position we want to run for next.
And how many of you are sitting around the council chamber?
There's only five of us.
Yes, including the mayor.
Yeah. So it's a very small community of small council.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like things are looking just A1 up there in Dufferin. So I'm glad to hear you tell us that story. So good stuff. We'll review some of this stuff in our last segment because there's always something we forget we want to talk about. But let's play another song for now. Let's go to our third pick here that you kindly provided, Serena Ryder, Stampa.
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 I love Serena Ryder. I think I love her energy. I also love the fact that, you know, several of my family and friends are dealing with some mental health issues, and so is Serena Ryder. And she's just been so brave about bringing some of that stuff up into the light. And, you know, it can happen to anybody at any time. So I just, this song, Stampa, just gives me all kinds of drive when I hear it.
Okay, good stuff. Remember when you first heard it? What were you doing?
No, I can't remember. I probably was driving in my car. I put a lot of miles on, and so it was something I probably heard as I was driving somewhere.
Well, I think of it. Are you a regular concert goer? Do you put that as part of your routine? I know you're busy, but do
well,
you like to, if you had a choice?
I'd love to go to more concerts.
Yes.
The last one that I went to was the Garth Brooks concert that was in Hamilton last year. It was fabulous. Yeah. But not regular, but when we go big.
Yeah, right. Good choice. Okay. Well, let's place Serena Ryder first, and then we'll back and talk some more with our guest today, Janet Horner. You listened to episode number 197 of The Agriculture Show, July 4th of 2017. We'll see you in a few short minutes.
Stomp your feet. looking for the great escape, looking to the greener side, trying to find a better way. Slow down, open up your big brown eyes.
Hi, this is Janet Horner from Whitfield Farms in Malmer, Ontario. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
And that's what we do. I think we're accomplishing that goal with guests like yourself, Janet. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
It's great. I'm just so glad you came in today. You have a great story, and this is our third segment for the show. I asked my guests just a wide open question, what do you know about agriculture?
So some days I think I know nothing.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
And other days I think I'm the expert in the room, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. So almost 40 years living on the farm, certainly you learn about the power of nature, and you learn about what you have control over and what you don't, and you learn all kinds of other things about the agronomy of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And in my job in the Golden Horseshoe Food and Farming Alliance, a lot of what I do, because it is the Golden Horseshoe, and that runs right from Durham region right around to Niagara, including the two cities, City of Toronto and City Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
I'm often sitting in rooms full of people who know nothing about agriculture, mm-hmm. would love to know more, and have some pretty big misconceptions about what does go on out on our farms. And sometimes I think to myself, as I get up and try to correct those images they have. They must think, who is that grumpy old woman in the back of the room that's always telling us about things on the farm? But anyway, you know, there are some times when you're in the city of Toronto in City Hall, and a group thinks that the bees are safer in the city of Toronto than they are in the rural countryside, you got to stand up and say, hey, yeah. You know, there's reason has to prevail here. This isn't the way it always is. So I spend a lot of my time doing that urban-rural exchange, trying not to preach, but to nicely educate in a way that is non-confrontational.
Yeah, the majority of people just want to know.
They do. Yeah. You know, they do. And they read, they get confused. Mm-hmm. People tell them all kinds of cockamamie things. And so it's to have somebody that they actually know. And you know, KW is a market city here. And people in the urban area here know how important it is to make that connection to the farmer. And when they make a connection to the farmer, then it doesn't matter what kind of practice they use, whether they're organic, conventional, whatever.
True.
They are able to see the farmer face to face, trust the person that's growing their food, then they get that connection and they have a lot of value in that connection they make.
Yeah.
So that's what I know about agriculture.
That's really important, like that, just because you're right in the middle of it, where you have your connections with our rural, as it's your background rural, and then with our urban neighbors who we hope are listening to our show. That's why we do this show, is for our urban listeners. And you are right smack in the middle, and that's very astute observations, it seems.
Well, I sometimes feel a bit alone in that, you know, lots of farmers just want to stay out on the farm, do their thing, don't want to do the trek into Toronto to do the facing of the crowd. But it's so important. It's so important that we tell our story, and not in a confrontational way. Food connects us all. If we start talking agriculture, people kind of glaze over in their eyes.
Right.
If you start talking about food to anybody, you've got an instant connection, and that's the piece that you've got to capitalize on is that connection you can have with food.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. I suppose you've had your fair share of odd and unusual questions, like do brown cows give brown milk?
Yeah. Brown chickens, brown eggs, yes. Sometimes you just feel like stringing them on. But
I guess the rhetorical or the other side of the coin is that you've probably experienced when you saw someone had experienced that aha moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love, sometimes I get an opportunity to take people who've never been outside the city on little farm tours.
Yep.
And when I take them into a dairy barn, and it doesn't matter if it's the most modern dairy barn or the most old fashioned dairy barn, they're just in awe of the size of the animals and how, you know, how well the farmers will be taking care of their livestock. Or if I even take them out into a strawberry patch, if they have never been in one, it's just like they're in another world. And they just don't always get that opportunity to meet the farmer, to be out, to feel the dirt in the land. I have often taken folks to the Holland Marsh, and I'll pull up a carrot and I'll start to eat it. And they'll go, oh, you got to wash that. And I say, you really don't have to wash these things. You know, like, what are you worried about? And then, you know, gingerly they'll do it and get that carrot in their mouth. And, oh, my gosh, there's nothing better than a carrot right out of the dirt.
Those are great stories, and you're absolutely right. And we're just glad that the majority of our urban listeners just think this is a great way to find out about agriculture through the people like yourself, rather than, you know, it's authentic. It's the real deal.
Yeah. Right?
You know this. You know the world from your experience. This is real. Well done. Do you guys with the up Dufferin? I always like asking what kind of local stuff's going on for young people. You know, you got your schools there, 4-H, junior farmers, all that kind of stuff. I'm not too sure I'm going with it, except that it's important to be able to teach agriculture to young people.
One of the things that we're pretty proud of in Malmer in particular is our farm-to-school program that we do have.
And what's that? That sounds cool.
So what we've done and it started in Dufferin County, it started in our own local Primrose School, is that we have farmers lined up to come in and do classroom presentations. And we also have a program where once a month the kids go home with a backpack of food. And the backpack then has recipes in it. Yeah. It may have a weird vegetable in it that mom and dad have never seen or never cooked, but the recipes are there. The food goes home with the kids, and then it comes back. And those farm products are all locally sourced. So the milk is Sheldon Creek's dairy. The apples are close. You know, so everybody's got a piece from the community to put into it. And these things are purchased, not donated. So we're trying to make sure that the farmers involved get compensated fairly. We also then now have expanded that program to 7 schools in the region. So it's a Trillium funded project, and we're quite proud of that effort.
My goodness, I'm glad I went fishing for a question.
You usually got an answer.
Oh, that's a great story. Yeah. It seems to me, I think those our fellow farmers in Elgin County do something like this too.
I think
I remember the past president of the Federation from Elgin County,
Mark Wales.
Yes, and I remember him talking about
doing that. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. And then certainly the Norfolk farmers are involved in sending a lot of their apples to the northern reservations that don't have a great supply of fresh fruits and vegetables. So, so that's where lots of the farm folks are. Most of the farm folks are the most generous people you'll know.
Right.
And lots of food banks, lots of other agencies benefit greatly from the generosity of farmers.
Well, you know what happens down here, too? There's this group down south in North Dumfries Township. They're called the Gleaners. And they get by donation vegetable products. And they dry them and make a soup mix out of them.
I've read that one. Yes, I have read about that one.
And like they're thinking about building another one in Ontario. I know the original one was in British Columbia, I thought, or something. Holy smokes! Not only are the stuff donated, but the volunteers go in and they help to run it. So I mean, they have to wash that stuff and chop it and then put it through the dryer and then put it into their
soup mixes.
Yeah, great. There's a lot of generosity out there.
That's a social enterprise. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is good stuff. There's always things we can follow up on, my goodness, but we'll try to get to catch some of these other odds and ends after in our next segment here. It's now time to play another song.
Oh!
Okay, so...
what do we got?
We played Serena Ryder here, so I better get the next one up, which is Leonard Cohen. Who doesn't like Leonard Cohen?
Well, exactly.
Okay, so...
Although his version is not my favorite.
Sure.
It is the classic.
Yeah.
There are lots of people doing covers that are of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah that are really, really good.
Yeah, there's that lady singer from Alberta did a great version of it, too. Oh, I hate when I can't remember. Let's play Leonard's version. See you in a short bit, folks. We'll be right back.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. Saw her bathing really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah.
So I'm Clark Rick from Linden Fish Hatcheries. You're listening to Community Radio CKMS, Waterloo Region. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 or on Rogers Digital Network at 946 or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. So you're listening to the Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, which is the WFA, and they represent the farmer producers in the Waterloo region. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and the compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Okay, and we're back, and thanks for listening in. I hope you had a chance to freshen up your coffee, folks. We got a great guest today, Janet Horner, and we are going to now talk some more about what she knows about agriculture, but let's look through the lens of what you're doing with the group you're with, the Farm and...
So good, the Golden Horseshoe Food and Farming Alliance.
Yes.
And what they are is a group of, well, we call them eclectic individuals. Okay. So there's either a mayor or a councillor represented from each of the municipalities around the Golden Horseshoe. So there's seven municipal reps. Then there's a farm rep, so a Federation of Agriculture rep as well. Then there's reps from Toronto Region Conservation Authority, the Greenbelt Foundation. There's folks from Vineland Research, Niagara College, Durham College, food industry. And so we all come together.
Yeah.
We have something called an action plan. And in 2012, we put out 62 things that we thought should be done in order to keep food and farming vital in the Golden Horseshoe. Because as you know, we are, and you are too, in the fastest growing populated mm-hmm. area in Canada. And land, they're not making any more of it.
Yep.
And how do we keep that land producing the kinds of foods that we need going forward? And how do we keep a development from encroaching on those lands? And so sometimes that's policy, sometimes it's projects, sometimes it's going to Queen's Park right. and talking to the politicians. And so with our group around the table, we're able to influence some of the policies that do come down the pipe. So in the last couple of years, we've been really busy on the four plan review.
Right.
So that...
That's to bring together the four definitions of farmers as exist in documents?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's the Greenbelt Plan, the Niagara Escarpment Plan, the Oak Ridges Moraine, and the Growth
yes.
Plan. So we made presentation as an alliance, and probably about, I would say, 80% of what we asked for made the final cut.
Yeah.
So we feel that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Another project that we're doing right now, and we're 6 months from the end of this project, is that we because we have seven municipalities involved, we're able to bring a bit of volume when we do a project. So we pitched a project to the Greenbelt Fund to try to take a look at long-term care facilities and try to increase the amount of local food that's okay. being consumed in those long-term care facilities
yeah.
because sometimes it's not the greatest outlook. And Jeff, you and I are going to be in one of these places sometime. We want to
yeah,
make sure
true.
The food's good when we get there. So we have been able to bring 12 long-term care homes together and take a look at increasing the proteins, the vegetables, the kinds of... And sometimes all it took was, okay, you're ordering this code for a green bean. If you just use this code, you're going to get an Ontario green bean.
Mm.
And you know, it's amazing. We were able to bring VG Meats, who are located just south of here, they got an order for $20,000 worth of cottage rolls just because the long-term care home said, well, we serve this a lot, but we don't really have the greatest supplier for cottage rolls. VG Meats just got a $20,000 order.
Mm-hmm.
So if you promote local food, you're promoting the economic activity of not only what happens on the farm, but then the processing right through the whole value chain. And that's the kinds of results we like to see.
Yeah.
So our project is just in Durham region, in the city of Hamilton, and in Halton region. And my hope is another year we could blow that out a little wider and right. see that really take hold in some of the other regions.
Yeah.
Another project that we're doing is we've actually mapped the whole farm value chain from farm gate right through to processing, distribution, and grocery store.
That's a lot of research. How do you do all that?
Well, what we do is we've been able to take some money, do some piloting,
yes.
and then sometimes we get some matching dollars from Growing Forward 2 or other funds that okay. are out there. And so we've got another application in now to get this thing even farther out. But we now have mapped from the region of Waterloo
mm-hmm.
right through to the Quebec border, all those things. And it's phenomenal now, the knowledge that's on the desk of the folks in the municipalities. They're able to kind of click on a dot and see who owns that farm and what they're farming there.
Okay.
It's an incredible thing. They also can see the trucking companies, where the distribution warehouses are, and who's selling the food. So that's a massive project that's brought some real, data is power these days.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's cloud and it's just having tons of horsepower electronically to process.
Just knowing what to do with it once you get it.
True.
Yeah, yeah. And the interpretation is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are two big projects.
Yeah, that's very nice.
And then we've done all kinds of other things that are littler, yeah. smaller things. But, lots of times municipalities work in silos.
Yeah.
And one municipality doesn't talk to the next door one, especially in the regional governments that we have. And monthly, I get to meet with all the planners and the economic developers from all those regions. And they swap stories and they say, oh, I'm having to do with, you know, my council's pressuring me about farm severances. What do you guys do? What do you think?
Right.
How do we frame this? And that's lots of knowledge gets shared, and they do their job better when they understand both economics and the planning ends of things.
And do you have a chance to work with other groups with similar interests? There's a bunch out there, I think.
Oh, there's a lot of us,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, when you call a meeting with that list of people, seven municipalities, all these groups, like, how many are sitting on the table?
There's 25 usually 25. On kind of around the table. A lot of them were ringed by all kinds of people that just come and want to watch the meetings and find out what's going on. And depending on the project, we're working closely on the long-term care one with public health right now, because there's a link between food, farming, and health, and we can't ignore that, that what we put in our mouths affects our health ultimately.
Right. And then the next step up is if you have your group of 25, then you have all those other provincial groups in the same thing, and you have to... You have to
make sure nobody's kind of stepping on each other's toes.
Yeah,
you have to know what's going on.
A little bit of a dance. That's good. But it's nice to have another voice speaking to the common issues of saving farmland, Ontario products. Yeah.
Another exciting project we have right now is we're identifying all the 150-year-old farm families in the Golden Horseshoe for the 150th. And you should just see some of the stories that are coming in of these farms that have started maybe started in the Niagara area, have moved two or three times.
Yeah.
Certainly as development occurs, they can't stay on the same farms necessarily, and so they move somewhere else. But, you know, it's amazing when people talk about moving a business from one generation to the next. In some of these farm cases, the business has been moved seven generations and it's still going.
Oops.
And it's great stories. You know, they're so proud of their history, and they should be.
And that'll come out in time for Christmas presents? You can buy your book?
No, it's not a book. Actually, they're getting a farm sign.
All right.
And every municipality is deciding how and when they're presenting the farm signs.
Okay.
So the Federation of Agriculture, Ontario Federation, is working with us to get those stories in.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so you have hard-working stuff and fun stuff.
We do.
Community building stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it's a big community, let me tell you.
Yeah, I guess. Looking forward, I'm sure you're going to have all kinds of really neat things happening over the years with a group like that. What a nice idea to get together urban and rural people. And the group of 25, that's a lot of stuff going on there, never mind. I'm really, really can tune in on one of your first comments. What I'm thinking back is everybody kind of gets in their own silo. Well, it's not just municipalities, it's farm groups sometimes, it's a lot of groups. Like, I don't even know how many times the various professional associations talk to each other. I'm sure there's 10 different kinds of doctor groups.
And right, that,
you know?
Right.
And I think there's 10 different kinds of unions. And, of course, we know the farmers, there's like 6 or 7 different kinds of farmers.
And, you know, there's only 1.8% of us left farming.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to be able to tell the same story, or the consumer will get confused. We have to not be bashing each other. We have to be collaborative. We have to try to make sure that we're doing things that their trust in us is warranted, and that we're treating our livestock and our soil and our air in a sustainable manner.
Yeah. Well, that's hallelujah.
No, that was the last song.
I know. Let's play another song while we're talking about songs. We have up here, let me just swing over here. This is a great one, good one to talk about, Janet, just a little bit if you could. So I think a listener might know that there's a play called Hamilton, and this is the My Shot is the name of the song. So tell a listener what Hamilton is. And
the reason I chose this song was in June, I was lucky enough to go to New York City and see Hamilton on stage on Broadway. And it is just a fabulous show, probably one of the best I've seen. And I am a wee bit of a political junkie, and so the whole history aspect of the American Revolution is such an interesting story. So this is Alexander Hamilton in this song talking about, and he's just a young guy, he's talking about how he's not going to miss his shot at fame and fortune.
Yeah. All right. Let's try this. We'll be back and do our last segment with our guest today, Janet Horner. And just hope you're enjoying the afternoon. Stay locked in. We'll see you in a short bit.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. To King's College, I probably shouldn't brag, but dag, I'm amazed and astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word I drop knowledge. I'm a diamond in the rough, a shining piece of coal, trying to reach my goal, my power of speech unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets get cold. I shoulder every burden, every disadvantage I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame, but damn, it's getting, so let me spell out the name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Britain keeps shitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. Then King George turns around, runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me,
he says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. I am not thrown away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
I dream of life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say? I use all anarchy. When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my
shit.
Yo, I'm a tailor's apprentice, and I got job knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm joining a rebellion, cause I know it's my chance to socially advance instead of sewing some pants. I'm gonna take shit.
And but we'll never be truly free until those in bondage have the same rights as you and me. Right. You and I do or die. Ooh. Wait till I sally in on a stallion with the first black battalion, have another shot.
Geniuses, lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You've got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's hatch a plot blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds that God will put us all in one spot? Pop in a squad and conventional wisdom, like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolition. Give me a position, show me where the ammunition is. Oh, am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited, shoot off at the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I'll make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
Everybody sing, whoa, 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 hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Said, let them hear you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I said, shout it to the rooftop.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Said to the rooftop.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Rise up when you're living on your knees. You rise up. Tell your brother that he's gotta rise up. Tell your sister that she's gotta rise up.
When are these colonies gonna rise up? 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 Rise up!
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. When's it gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me. If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many.
Ask anybody why we live it fast, and we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last. That's plenty, scratch that. This is not a moment, it's the movement. We're all the hungriest brothers with something to prove. When foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or will the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance and death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting. I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. We gonna rise up. Time to take a shot.
Wow, great song. You think that'll come to Canada sometime, Janet?
I'm hoping Hamilton will come to Canada, because I think there's a lot of Canadians would really appreciate the current political story juxtaposed to the Hamilton story.
Mm. So we've had a fine time here, Ms. Orner. We have covered all our basic stuff here. We want to talk about who you are. You're a farm girl up there, and what do you do? And all the way from OMAF to your present job, that turned into from a part-time, full-time thing, and a little bit about some of the interesting things about agriculture you're doing with the group there. Anything I want to add to it? Because I do have my final question for you today. So, go out and enjoy Ontario-grown food.
We have to understand the economic development that is created when we do eat local. And not just in the summer when things are at their peak and fresh, but to be able to check that Foodland logo and make sure you're drinking Canadian milk and eating Canadian-based ice cream, because it's not only that grocery store you're giving your money to, it's folks right down, it's the truck drivers, it's all kinds of folks that are working and living on the farms. Yeah. It's your rural community, because when farmers have money, they spend money. And we've seen that time and time again. And, the food industry, when other industries like tech and automotive go into the toilet periodically, food stays pretty constant and consistent right through. And we see that that economic driver is significant in this province. We got to just make sure we keep feeding it.
Well, then the opportunity abounds for young people wanting to get into business, and for existing operators, there's lots of fun and interesting things that happen here, or are happening.
Farms Forever, the Ministry of Agriculture just has a consultation out trying to figure out what they need to do to keep Farms Forever. And one of the big gaps there is that how do people get started with the price of land being what it is? And we need to come up with some new models. We need to come up with some creative solutions. Some of that will be in zoning. Some of it will be in lending. Some of it will be in education. And so I think we have an opportunity going forward to not only support the folks that are born on the farm and succeed into some pretty great farm operations, but to help some of those who want to farm get the hand up they'll need to.
Good stuff. We have done really well here, Jan. I only have one last question before we sign off here. I'd like you to tell us what you're going to be doing in the next 2 hours, then in the next 2 days, and then the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And the next 2 months, and 2 years if you want to go that far. What are you doing in the next 2 hours?
So in the next 2 hours, I'll be driving home, and then I'm going to a fire board meeting. I sit on the Shelburne fire board, and our fire board has hired a full-time fire chief for the first time. Holy moly, it's a whole different world, and some of the talents that he's brought to us, he's been able to really up the game in our fire, in our firefighters. They're all getting great training, he's brought a real spirit to it. So that's what I'm doing the next 2 hours. I'll be at that fire board meeting next 2 days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I go to a council meeting, all-day council meeting. So there's everything from, lots of stuff to do with our arena, lots of stuff to do with some land issues and zoning issues. So, and whether natural gas will come to the rural community, those kinds of things.
Yeah, yep. That's
and so we have all that in our package to do in the next 2 years.
No, we got two weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, 2 weeks. Let me see. That puts us in the middle of July. Well, just more of the same. Oh, my gosh. Although the good thing is when you work with municipalities, for some reason, in June and July and August, things slow down a little bit. And I'm going to be able to maybe clean my desk off and get some of those reports. I'm also on the Niagara Escarpment Commission.
Okay.
I'm a commissioner, and so I know we're having a meeting in the next 2 weeks. And then in the next 2 years?
Two months, 2 years. That's right, yeah.
I think I'm going to be running for mayor next.
Excellent.
And I don't want to miss my shot. That's why I picked that song. And, there's so much to do. My 150 committee, we're having a dog jog on the Bruce Trail. There's all kinds of things going on, and I'm just thrilled to be part of a community that cares about each other and wants to make something of a very small rural community and keep that spirit going.
Well, when you say that a dozen people showed up just for this thing, new members, people who've only lived here 5 years, that is a wonderful sign. Excellent stuff.
Yes.
Holy smokes, Janet, I just want to thank you so much for coming out today. You've passed along just a whack of really interesting, cool stuff.
Well, I'm pleased to be asked, Jeff, and I'll come back anytime.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to, I'm always of interest in spoken word artists, like I mentioned to you. So bring along your favorite songwriter or spoken word artist from Dufferin.
Next time. Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. So with that, folks, thanks for listening in. It's the Art Cult Show, episode number 197. It's coming to a close. We'll see you next week. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. Bye for now.